Chapter 23.
Vestara was rushing past the barracks when the three thundering booms shook all of Base Prime. She feared for an instant that Solo had improvised a mega explosive from something in the Biot lab, but she didn't see how. There hadn't been time, and the latest reports had him at the gate. Then the sound of secondary detonations began to roll up the corridor behind her, and she realized that at least two of the initial blasts had come from the other direction, from the main hangar. A determined presence began to search the force, reaching out from somewhere above Base Prime. An instant later, another explosion came, this time closer and sharper. Another boom followed from somewhere far away, and then a string of blasts seemed to erupt simultaneously in nearly every corner of the sprawling facility. Marvin and Kratheus floated up the corridor beside Vestara. Even in the broad corridor, it was a tight fit, and she found herself rubbing shoulders with their Vanilloy power bodies.
"It appears the Jedi arrived sooner than expected," Kratheus snarled. "Considering Solo's escape, I find the timing highly suspicious. Perhaps you lured us away from the Sabacc game so you could put us in harm's way."
"Right, and risk my own neck?" Vestara countered. "I wouldn't start hunting for traitors yet. This is just what Jedi do, arrive at the worst possible moment."
"That's an understatement," Marvid complained. "I've received the damage report from the hangar. Our fighter squadron was hit before any of them could scramble."
Vestara stifled a groan. The miasma surrounding Base Prime was impenetrable to sensors, so it was ineffective and dangerous to fly a regular patrol. But with the Jedi coming, the moment she'd returned to the base, she told the squadron commander to launch his Besseleeks anyway. Of course, he had insisted on following the chain of command, and that took time. Time they didn't have, as it turned out. Hoping there might be some way to salvage a few starfighters, Vestara asked,
"What's the status in the hangar?"
She knew Marvin and Kratheus were monitoring communications through their power bodies.
"The crews were running for their craft when the second missile took down the shields," Marvin said.
He spread his pincer arms.
"When the third missile breached the hangar, they were carried away in the decompression wave."
"What about the shields and the rest of the base?"
Vestara asked, hoping that all the booms and bangs she was hearing were not shields going down.
"Still holding?"
"Not for long," Kratheus replied. "They're already down in several places. The Jedi must be hitting us with a dozen craft."
Vestara shook her head.
"Not likely," she said. "They haven't had time to bring extra Jedi into the rift, and Leia Solo wouldn't twiddle her thumbs waiting for backup. It's the Falcon out there, and maybe one or two escorts. That's all they need."
Kratheus looked doubtful, but he glanced away without arguing the point.
"Let's just get back to the lounge," he said. "You may relieve Gev as we discussed."
The walls began to reverberate to the crump of discharging turbolasers, gunners defending Base Prime. That did not mean they actually had targets in sight. In a battle like this, the Mandalorians would be doing everything possible just to slow the enemy down.